Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump's administration taking on more shape. He made two appointments on his deportation policy and programs.
Naming two longtime loyalists to implement his signature campaign promise, an immigration crackdown. Trump set to announce his former senior White House advisor, Stephen Miller, as deputy chief of staff for policy. Miller, an immigration hardliner, has made it clear he wants all undocumented immigrants out of the country. Also announcing his former ICE director, Tom Homan, will fill the new role of border czar.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The president-elect also named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the Environmental Protection Agency. A jury in Delphi, Indiana, convicted Richard Allen in the murders in 2017 of eighth graders Abigail Williams and Liberty German, sentencing in December. COP29, the United Nations annual climate talks, stumbled to a start. More than 9 hours of backroom bickering over what should be on the agenda. This is ABC News. A wildfire straddling the New York-New Jersey border has burned about 5,000 acres. There was a tiny amount of rain overnight. Incident Commander Brian Gallagher says it will not help much.
You get a little bit of rain, it puts that surface fire out. But if it's in the duct, it's going to stay there. It's going to smolder like a cigar until it gets dry enough, and then that fire can pop up again. And that's probably what we're going to see.
Containment of the blaze at 20%, half the fire in New York, the other half in New Jersey. Firefighters in Southern California getting a bit of a break after battling wind-driven flames that destroyed a lot of houses.
A weekend of cooler temperatures and less wind really helped out. Evacuation orders have been lifted on what's called the Mountain Fire. That's a fire in Ventura County that went ripping through over 100 buildings last week in high Santa Ana wind. Another slight Santa Ana wind event is expected this week, but not to the magnitude of last week. It is much calmer and less smoky here now.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Earl Ingram.
Don's from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
There are some words that only get used in association with a phrase or another word. Nobody ever uses the word tribulation. You talk about the trials and tribulations. Another one would be vim. Nobody uses vim unless you're talking about vim and vigor. I'm going to make that list of words that you never hear unless it's in that particular phrase.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Jack Del Rio out at Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former NFL head coach Jack Del Rio is out of the Wisconsin Badgers football program after being charged with drunk driving late last Thursday night. The 61-year-old Del Rio was driving in the Madison area after midnight when he struck a road sign and drove through a residential fence. Del Rio, who was a head coach for the Jaguars and Raiders, has been serving as a senior advisor to Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Obviously, I've been in communication on Friday with our administration. Had some communication, obviously, with Jack, have sat down with him, and he'll be releasing a statement here, and he's going to resign and move on.
The Badgers host number one ranked Oregon Saturday night. NBA, the Bucks had a 17-point lead in the first half, then let it slip away in the third quarter, losing at home to the Celtics 113-107. The Bucks are now 2-8. How can they turn it around?
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole. We created it, all of us, me, them.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wombo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine and again cooler tomorrow, highs only in the upper 40s. Rain returns for Wednesday, high only in the mid 40s. But back into sunshine for Thursday and Friday, highs near 50 Thursday, mid 50s Friday. It's 32 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Overtime with Maggie Dawn, we will preview the Trump administration cabinet picks, plus the takeaways from the 2024 election with Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a deep end.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yeah, hey, we haven't been on for a while.
Yeah, feels like it.
I have a little sore throat here, and later on today, we're going to be on KFAI for 2 hours, and I need to start a GoFundMe page.
Oh, yeah, we got to get some cedar tea in you and probably some Vicks on your chest or something, but yeah. Yeah, colds are going around.
Exactly. Hey, November is Native American Heritage Month, and you know, I always say this, Haley, every month is Native American Heritage Month for me, but for all you out there listening and celebrating, big Pinigi, thank you for doing that. And of course, today, Haley, is Veterans Day, and we have so much history with this country. Per capita, we have more Native Americans in the military service than anybody else, and also we have a lot of warriors with that warrior spirit. And I remember a friend of mine, Barry, and I'll just say Barry Hand. I won't say his full name. Oh, I just did. He was a Marine, and then he was, because he had an eye situation, he was kicked out of the Marines, and then he joined the Army. So he was in, like, two branches of the service.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that you could do that, like, well, switch if you had a medical thing.
Wait a minute. Santina is a veteran. Yeah, Santina, wow, you know, thank you for serving. One of our listeners and one of our Facebook, YouTube listeners, we really appreciate your service. I got to say this, too, before I forget. The original Robert Pilot, my father, was in World War II and also in Korea and was called back during Korea. And just to shout out him up in the big B-17 up in the sky. It was amazing that, especially during World War II, where all these people were, you know, in small little communities across the world. There was no TV, there was radio, but and they were plunged into this unbelievable world of world. And Shantina, my dad was in the Army Air Corps, and then also that turned into the Air Force after World War II. But yeah, right on. Right cool. on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for your service. Yeah, I got to shout out my late grandpa, Kevin Galvin, too. He served in the Air Force. He was in Vietnam. And yeah, of course, shout out to all of our code talkers, too, our Native American code talkers as well. And yeah, happy Veterans Day to everyone who served. And also happy Native American Heritage Month to our natives out there.
Yeah, definitely. And I just got to give myself a quick shout out to November 9th. And again, we hadn't been on the air with live shows because we had to take some mental health days off after this election. And I celebrated 40 years of sobriety.
Oh, that's right, Dega. That is huge. Congratulations.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate all the people that have helped me over the years, because it takes a village, but it takes a village, and it takes a community to support. And mm-hmm. there's nothing more dangerous than a sober Native American.
Or cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, really touching on the fact we haven't been on like live on air since the election. And, you know, as you say, you know, it's just important that we all take care of ourselves and our spirits and our mental health, take care of each other, your relatives, your loved ones. And it's okay to, you know, take time for yourself and to, you know, gather yourself up and pick yourself back up.
Yeah, definitely. And I know, I don't think we have time, but we had a report from Senator Mary Kunish that we can probably mm-hmm. pop up in the next segment. But I also I want to mention, too, it's Native American Heritage Month over at KFAI. And we'll be on live from 7 to 9 on KFAI and having some groovy people, you know, that some we got a president of Ho-Chunk Nation coming on and let's see who else we have. Big guitars. We're going to be playing some music, and then
that'll be fun.
State Representative Heather Keeler.
Yeah, so it'll be a good show. We'll be on a KFAI, which is here in the Twin Cities. That's an FM channel, 90.3, right?
Yeah, and
yeah,
they
KFAI.
Yeah, and they're a community station that's been around for years, and we're blessed not only to be on the mothership here, AM 950, but also other stations like KFAI across the Turtle Island. So we just give them a big shout-out, and we appreciate all they do for amplifying the Native voice, which they've been doing for many, many, many years. And I know there's they have a McGeezy, which has an unbelievable amount of recordings from KFAI from the 70s and early 80s that really during the prime time of the American Indian Movement. And I can't wait for those to come out sometime and just listen to those people, you know, like, you know, Clyde Belcourt and John Trudell and all those people that really were moving and grooving in the 70s. And we need their spirit now, especially with the way things are now. And we have to move forward with and keep an eye on the prize. And, you know, I just want to say this real quick to Haley, is that I was what's her name? Prokoski or Jen that worked for the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. She kind of threw out there that, you know, in 2004, everyone was really upset that Bush 2 won. Mm-hmm. And then 2006, it was a blue wave in the House and Senate. And then 2008, we got Obama. So hopefully that's our future coming up here real soon. So yeah. Keep plugging away and don't let those, I almost swore, don't let those people bring you down. And, you know, they will find out soon enough who they voted for and what he's going to do. So.
Yeah.
The whole country night.
I know. Yeah. No, there's a lot of bad news that came out from election night. And hopefully, you know, in this next segment, we can touch on a lot of the some positive things that, you know, did result out of the election. And we can share some wise words from who you mentioned, like John Trudell, who I've been listening a lot to recently, just helping keep my spirit up. And we'll hear from John Trudell, a couple really great pieces. And yeah, go through the list about who won in Indian country for elections.
Absolutely. And we're going to still be here. We're not going anywhere. So that goes back to Native Roots Radio is we're still here. Just like Native Americans all across Turtle Island, we're not dinosaurs. We are going to be united in bringing our truth and our sovereign nations forward in the next 4 years, especially, but forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just only for ourselves, but for everyone on the earth, every living spirit here that calls this, you know, earth home.
You know, I always like, too, that when we talk about every living spirit, I really key on to that. You know, and Wendy always talks about our sacred animals, but those beings really are our relatives, and we truly believe that here on Native Roots Radio.
Absolutely.
Hey, Haley, we're back in the saddle here again.
Yeah, woohoo, hola.
Yeah. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we're with Haley, and we're kind of just, you know, trying to fire up here and talk sense here, but we got a really good next segment here talking about the victories that did happen, and Haley's got together a big list, so we're excited to talk about that in this and next segment. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Stay with us.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Everyone likes a litter-free ride on Metro Transit buses and trains, so pitch in. Take pride in your ride and take your trash off with you when you get off at your stop. You'll find trash bins at every Metro station. Want to help clean up transit stops in your neighborhood? Join the hundreds who volunteer to adopt a stop and keep it picked up. Learn more at metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop. That's metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, Haley, do we want to start out with State Senator Mary Kunish and then get into the positive election outcomes that we came? Should we do that?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
So we make sure that we get it. Why don't we take a quick listen to our friend, State Senator Mary Kunish.
Ha matakiyape. Hello, my relatives. It is State Senator Mary Kunish on a most beautiful November 8th day here in Minnesota. Not a lick of snow, not even a breeze. It looks like it's going to be warm here in Minnesota for a little bit longer, which just means more fun and games for outdoors. I'm currently at the park with my two granddaughters, but wanted to just send a greeting to all of you after an incredibly upsetting presidential race in the United States. We were hoping for a different outcome, and the opportunity to have our first woman leader of our country and a woman of color at that. It is apparent that as much as the United States likes to talk about freedom and choice and the ability to practice the freedoms that we all should enjoy regardless of race or religion or color, obviously that's not the case these days. And so we now have four more years with a man that has a playbook that will destroy much of the democracy that we have worked so hard for 200 plus years to instill. Indian country is a complicated place. We wonder sometimes why our Native folks support the people that they do. I don't quite understand how Trump has been good for Indian country in the past, and I'm a lot worried about what we're going to see in the future. But regardless of that, here in Minnesota, we still have the support and the majority of Dems in the Senate, albeit it's a one person still. We had a fantastic campaign for our one person that we needed to maintain the majority in the Senate. And thank you, Wopi LaTonka and Johnson Stewart, for the work that you and your committee did to ensure that the Senate keeps that majority and can continue to do the good work for Minnesota. It's kind of crazy that our House of Representatives that had about a four-person majority Dem now are even. 67-67, 67 Dems, 67 GOP members in the House. So somehow they're going to have to figure out how to govern together. And I will be very curious to see and hear how this is going to work. Nonetheless, I know that we in the Senate are bound and determined to not only work with those that want to do the good work on both sides of the aisle, but also make sure that we are continuing to advocate for those communities that are the least represented and have the fewest resources, whether it is in greater Minnesota, whether it is in the suburbs, whether it is in our urban core of Minneapolis and St. Paul. I know for a fact that my compadres in the Senate are ready to continue the good work that we've been doing. At some point, we will warmly welcome our governor, Tim Walz, back into the fold here in Minnesota and thank him for the willingness to step up and do that hard work with hardly any time to create a campaign. He and Kamala Harris gave us a lot of hope in so many different ways, even though it didn't come to fruition. But nonetheless, we will welcome Governor Walz back with open arms and continue to do the good work that we've been doing together for the good people of Minnesota and especially for those in Indian country. It's sad to see Representative Jamie Becker Finn leave. She and I were elected at the same time in 2026 and joined the House at that time. After 8 years, she's putting it to rest and focusing on her family and her business, and we wish her all the best. And fortunately, we still have Representative Keeler and Representative Koslowski in the House that I can partner with. But my time is up. I wish you well, and we will meet again very soon. Wopi LaTonka.
Wow. Big peeny geeky, Haley. State Senator was on fire.
Yeah. And upset, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Was from last week, so I do want to mention, emotions were running high.
Yeah, she did say it was the 8th, and I was speechless the 8th, so she really came through for us. That's amazing. I just texted her during that. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, some of the positive things, though, because we like to be positive here on Native Roots Radio.
Yeah, sometimes.
I said that with a straight face. No. Ho-wah. Hey, so our sister, Cherise Davids of Ho-Chunk Nation, she's a citizen of Ho-Chunk Nation, was reelected to represent her state in Kansas in Congress. So that was huge.
That is huge. Kansas was smart on that.
Yeah. And then our friend Heather Keeler was reelected, and as
Rep. Leish Kozowski was too in Duluth.
Right, and I was going to say, as Mary stated.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, well, we're just amplifying it because it's so cool. And again, later tonight we'll be talking to State Representative Keeler around 7-ish. Sarah McBride made history to be the first transgender person to be elected in Congress. Wow.
Yeah, first ever, which is huge.
Yeah, very huge. I had a burp, so I pushed the pause button.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. We'll either get more listeners or less listeners.
Yeah, who knows at this point?
Boy, we're a positive group here. Hey, for the first time in history, two black women will serve the Senate at the same time, and that's Lisa Blunt Rochester and Angela Alsobrooks.
Yeah.
I hope I got that name right. That's amazing.
Yeah, which is like leaves me speechless, too. For the first time ever, this is, you know, two black women in the Senate.
I got the applause. I always like to use that once in a while.
Yeah, well needed. Did you see who was I don't know if she was in the Senate. What's her last name? Crocker? I don't know. The one who called Marjorie Taylor the butch body. She got reelected, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's on fire, too. So,
yeah.
We're gonna need these voices and to make it through the insanity here. But again, I say, you know, people find out, especially the people that possibly voted for the orange one or our new president. They're gonna find out who they really voted for. First time in history, Andy Kim made history as the first Korean American to be elected in the U.S. Senate, and he is also New Jersey's first Asian American senator. That's some applause there.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big crowd applause.
That was a good one.
I like the claps. I'll have to download the claps. Mm-hmm. Not the clap, but the claps.
Oh, yeah. Let's make that distinguish. Yeah, distinguish that.
I'm perfectly clear about that. Wait a minute.
Love our sound effects today.
Yeah. I'm like a little monkey over here pushing all the buttons. Hey, so what do we have? Emily Randall and Julie Johnson both made history as the first openly LGBTQ people to represent their states in Congress. And again, that's an amazing. You know, 7 out of 10 states approved the ballot measure that will project or
protect.
Oh yeah. Protect or enshrine abortion rights in their state's constitution. Arizona, Missouri, Maryland, Montana, Nevada, New York, and Colorado. And I do, believe it is protect, but
I wrote it wrong.
The bifocals aren't working that well.
Yeah.
It's a little fuzzy. I printed off a little mini page here.
I know.
This isn't coming off the top of my head. This was prepared by our producer, Haley.
Yeah, this was from, when did I put this? I think I got this from like climate something on Instagram last year, put it in here, and now we're talking about it now, which is good.
Alaska and Missouri approved ballot measures that will raise minimum wage and require employers to provide paid sick time to their workers, all via impact on Instagram.
Yeah. So that was my source.
Nice.
Impact is really good on Instagram about sharing like good news. So I always like to follow them. But they also share like the honest stuff too. And I think we have like about a minute left coming up until our next break. But I want to touch a little bit on Kamala Harris's peaceful transition of power in her speech that she did when she, mm-hmm. you know, kind of concluded the results. She quoted, "Only in the darkness can you see the stars." And it kind of reminds me of what this poet once said, that they said, "Barns burnt down, now I can see the moon." So I think, you know, this is an opportunity to shine a lot of light through this cloud of darkness.
Absolutely. Good way to end this segment. Thank you. A big peeny geeky Haley. And everyone, if you don't know how important Haley is as a producer and my past producers, you do know right now. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. Presents I'm Awake.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump's administration taking on more shape. He made two appointments on his deportation policy and programs.
Naming two longtime loyalists to implement his signature campaign promise, an immigration crackdown. Trump set to announce his former senior White House advisor, Stephen Miller, as deputy chief of staff for policy. Miller, an immigration hardliner, has made it clear he wants all undocumented immigrants out of the country. Also announcing his former ICE director, Tom Homan, will fill the new role of border czar.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The president-elect also named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the Environmental Protection Agency. A jury in Delphi, Indiana, convicted Richard Allen in the murders in 2017 of eighth graders Abigail Williams and Liberty German, sentencing in December. COP29, the United Nations annual climate talks, stumbled to a start. More than 9 hours of backroom bickering over what should be on the agenda. This is ABC.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Jack Del Rio out at Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former NFL head coach Jack Del Rio is out of the Wisconsin Badgers football program after being charged with drunk driving late last Thursday night. The 61-year-old Del Rio was driving in the Madison area after midnight when he struck a road sign and drove through a residential fence. Del Rio, who was a head coach for the Jaguars and Raiders, has been serving as a senior advisor to Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Obviously, I've been in communication on Friday with our administration. Had some communication, obviously, with Jack, have sat down with him, and he'll be releasing a statement here, and he's going to resign and move on.
The Badgers host number one ranked Oregon Saturday night. NBA, the Bucks had a 17-point lead in the first half, then let it slip away in the third quarter, losing at home to the Celtics 113-107. The Bucks are now 2-8. How can they turn it around?
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole. We created it, all of us, me, them.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine and again cooler tomorrow, highs only in the upper 40s. Rain returns for Wednesday, high only in the mid-40s. But back into sunshine for Thursday and Friday, highs near 50 Thursday, mid-50s Friday. Right now it's 31.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, yeah. But I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, bye. Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06. The woman is a fountain of positivity. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots
Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do, and we are very grateful for all the work they do in the community, and it's a beacon of hope every time I hear that that tagline.
Yeah, honoring health and tradition. Dr. Stately usually joins us on Monday, but he could not make it today, so he wishes, you know, sends his best to all of you. And yeah, we love Native American Community Clinic.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, before we get to a recording, Haley, that I wanted to play, you got a couple things you wanted to bring up beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Well, just kind of like wrapping up on our election talk. And I think we were so full of hope, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I want to, you know, before we move on to our Veterans Day topic, I want to finish that last segment of election news with some of these words from the great John Trudell. And he quotes, "No matter what they do to us, no matter how they strike at us, every time they do it, we must continue. But we must never become reactionary. The one thing that has always bothered me about revolution is that every time I have met the revolutionaries, they have acted simply out of hatred for our people. No matter what they ever do to us, we must always act out of love for the people and for the earth, and we must never react out of hatred for those who have no sense."
Yeah, that really reminds me of Standing Rock, too, and how this show started because of Standing Rock and the whole pipeline situation at the Standing Rock Reservation. And they were peaceful protesters all the way from the beginning to the end. So that's what, with prayer and resistance via peaceful.
Yeah. And I think, you know, in all times of hard times and hard news, it's important to remember that us as Native American people, we are a resilient people, and we will carry on to fight again. And I think it's important to believe in the work of collective activism and the power and healing it brings our spirits and our relatives, and, you know, just the collective work that we do together. And I, you know, I hear this a lot, and I think people say it a lot, but it's so true. The battle, this battle might have been lost this time, but, you know, the war's not over, and we've come out in the end as winners before, and we will again. So for not just us, but for every living spirit on all of this Native land that we call home, it's important that we do get up and fight again, and we do continue to fight together.
Exactly. And just remember, Custer had it coming.
Yep, that too.
Do you want to play that segment for us? It's always inspiring for me to listen to this.
Yeah, let's listen to John Trudell.
Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the star? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God, feed on children of earth. Days people don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. Decoration on chain that binds. Mirrors gold. The people lose their minds. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. Today is now and then. Dream smokes touch the clouds. On a day when death didn't die, real world time tricks shadows lie. Red, white, perception, deception. Predator tries civilizing us, but the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side. A song from the heart. Our hearts to give. The wild days, the glory days live. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation.
That's like always really inspiring to me. Just love the music and the singing and the poetry.
Yeah, I think you showed me that one, and that's one that I listen to or I put on quite often. And one of my favorite lines is there is that he says, "Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race, possession, a war that doesn't end."
Yeah, exactly. I love Dream Smokes, Touch the Sky.
Mm.
I love that. It's very visual for me, is smudging and things like that. Talk to our relatives. We're still here, and we're not conquered. We're not a conquered race. We're not a conquered people. And they've been trying for 500 years, and we're still here.
Yeah, and we'll continue to be here. Heather Keeler was texting me in between there, and she reminded me something really great. She said, we are the seeds from the generations they tried to eliminate. We are those seeds.
Exactly. And then she also put up earlier, the crowd applause is great.
Oh.
I appreciate
your sound effects.
Yeah. I don't know how they come up, but to me, that sounded really good. And, you know, we have to keep positive. And again, it's Veterans Day here. We've had, I know in Wisconsin too, we have a lot of Code Talker roads being brought up here in the next year or so with signs, with Ho-Chunk's language, and also just to let people know that the Ho-Chunk people were big Code Talkers during World War II, which if you don't know what that was where we were using our language, and the codes could not be deciphered because the enemy didn't know the Native American language.
Right. Right. And that's, like, I've heard, too, about, of course, our Ho-Chunk Code Talkers, and I've heard a lot about, too, the Navajo Code Talkers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, right, because they're both very different languages. They're not the same at all.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure the Ho-Chunk weren't talking to the Navajo.
Right.
They're like, what did he say? You know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm sure there was quite a few other, tribes that help support that cause in World War II.
Yeah, oh, for sure. If not by code talking, then of course in many other ways. Like, as we talk about on Native Roots Radio, well, sometimes, you know, like Native Americans have a long history of serving in the United States military, like going back to the American Revolution. But then you also, like, compare notes to when we were helping Lewis and Clark on their expedition, or, you know, scouting with the U.S. cavalry, or, you know, and then code talkers. Like, there's a lot of different, like I know as natives, we have high service rates. Like, historically, Native Americans have led to the highest per capita rate of military service compared to any other ethnic groups in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I don't know if it's, I know people join the military for many different reasons, but I don't know if having certain ties to this land and, like, having traditional homelands here would, you know, carry a different feeling to that.
Some are just warriors.
Yeah.
You know, some are just warriors, and others do feel a kinship to the land. And, you know, we walk in two governments, whether it's our tribal government or our tribal lands within this country. So there's some of that too, and tradition. And also, you know, it's a good place to be able to start off if you don't know what you want to do, you know.
Yeah, a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about that after this next break.
They had to find me, though. Hey, yeah. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Thinking about college? Consider checking out Minnesota Private Colleges. These 18 nonprofit institutions keep the focus on students with small classes and professors who will get to know you. You'll find students from all backgrounds, and no two colleges are alike. And when it comes to cost, they're more affordable than you think. Find the college that's right for you at mnprivatecolleges.org/possible. That's mnprivatecolleges.org/possible.
Everyone likes a litter-free ride on Metro Transit buses and trains, so pitch in. Take pride in your ride and take your trash off with you when you get off at your stop. You'll find trash bins at every Metro station. Want to help clean up transit stops in your neighborhood? Join the hundreds who volunteer to adopt a stop and keep it picked up. Learn more at metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop. That's metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
I think I called my dog over. She's coming over here.
Nice. At first, I thought it was a little lame howl, but that was enough to bring it.
Yeah, they know.
So I know we have some other things to talk about here when it comes to Veterans Day, and I know you have some really good notes. Why don't you bring up what Indian Collective did today?
Oh, yeah. So Indian Collective, I think, it was really important. They had kind of a heavier post, but I think it's really important to recognize, us as Native Americans know, the kind of force and violence that military can use, and especially what's going on around the world, and we want to recognize that. But also, they put out a quote of Sitting Bull, and it says, "Warriors are not what you think of as warriors. The warrior is not someone who fights because no one has the right to take another life. The warrior, for us, is one who sacrifices himself for the good of others. His task is to take care of the elderly, the defenseless, those who cannot provide for themselves, and above all, the children, the future of humanity."
Wow. Hey, I just want to also give a shout out to the Ho-Chunk warrior, Owen Mike, and he has an unbelievable story. He's in 67 to 69, he was in Vietnam, and an amazing warrior. I just want to give him a shout out. And of course, we have the famous warrior, Ho-Chunk warrior, that, we talk about a lot. And there's a powwow grounds named after him. And,
oh, Andrew Blackhawk?
Yeah. And he's a Silver Star medalist. Or Mike Owen was a Silver Star medalist, and Andrew was, of course, unbelievable story about him and how he saved during the Korean War so many people. Mm. And he got the Medal of Honor. Army Corporal Mitchell Red Cloud Jr. served in World War II as a Marine in the Pacific, and after the war ended, he was discharged. He couldn't shake the feeling that he had more to offer to the military, and he re-enlisted. Red Cloud eventually sacrificed his life in Korea in a brave act of an act of bravery that earned him the Medal of Honor. So We have all these relatives that really, we know a lot. I know a lot of veterans that are Ho-Chunk too, and I just want to give them a big shout out.
Absolutely. I saw this article too out of, I think, where was this? It was one of the Dakotas, but, South Dakota. Okay. So this was coming from, I'm forgetting what it's called. What is like the reserves? The National Guard.
Yeah.
Okay. So this South Dakota soldier, who's native, he actually comes from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and his name is Moses Braveheart, and he was in the South Dakota Army National Guard's 235th Military Police. And he actually cut his hair before going in to serve.
Mm.
Yeah,
cut his hair, and he quotes, "I knew I wanted to go into law enforcement in the military. And at the time, I thought, well, I can only do that with short hair, and that's how it's going to be. I knew that cutting my hair is going to be good for a good reason. It's for a career, so I made the sacrifice of cutting my hair because I knew that if I kept it long, I wouldn't be able to join," said Braveheart. Within the Lakota culture, long hair is an extension of the spirit, typically only cut for grief and loss purposes, where it's then buried or burnt. So apart from those circumstances, there, you know, our hair is kept, you know, long, and that represents strength and connection to our ancestors and memories and everything. So after he cut his hair, he was able to join, but now he is able to be kind of exempt from that as religious purposes.
Yeah, and that's interesting too. And I was, while you were reading that, I was quickly trying to find this, but I've read an article in the past that there were military natives that had long hair and they could really feel the enemy coming. And
oh, yeah.
It's an extension of their nervous system.
Right. And, no, I saw that somewhere too.
Yeah. And when they cut their hair, they couldn't do it again.
Right.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So that was an awkward way of saying that. I hope you understood what I was
saying. No, I definitely got your drift. But yeah, isn't that's like.
Well, you talk, Robert. I wonder if the audience understood what I
That's true. That's true. But yeah, it's important that, you know, we are able to individually represent ourselves all across, no matter what we're doing, especially in the military.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And so many people, so many natives that I know that served. And I just want to, again, give a quick shout out, not only to them, but to everyone else that has served too.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal. And,
it is a big peanut geeky wee to everyone.
Yeah, I like how you threw the wee in there too. That was a good one.
Yeah, thank you to all. But what else is coming up?
Well, we got a few minutes left, and I want to make sure, you know, that people know that we're going to be on KFAI tonight.
Yeah.
And we're going to have our friend Heather Keeler on and President John Greendeer, and then Angie Vig from Vig Guitars, and play some music at that last hour. And, be chilling like a villain.
As we like to do.
Yeah. Will you be joining me?
I sure hope so.
That's awesome. I hope so. That's good.
I know. I kind of, yeah. Well, I wrote everything up, so I might as well.
Well, you know, my reading expertise is fading and never was really that good.
Oh, I think it's good enough, you know.
Oh, look at Heather. Look at Heather Keeler's when I said if you're gonna be on with me tonight, she responded, She hopes so too.
We all hope so.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, November, the whole month of November is National Native American Heritage Month, and mm-hmm. we're thankful for KFAI to you know, continue partnering with us over these years and playing our best of episode every weekend, and thankful for the community partnerships that we've been able to develop from KFAI. So if you're able to tune in the Twin Cities, KFAI is 90.3 FM, and Robert and I will be live with Native Roots Radio from 7 to 9 p.m., right?
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I just want to, as you were saying that with KFAI, I just want to give a big shout out to AM 950 here in the Twin Cities. We would not have any kind of show or broadcast or be mm-hmm. on any station if it wasn't for their support over the last 8 years, and also Civic Media, which we run another 30 shows or 30 stations a day in Civic Media in Wisconsin. So we just want to give everybody a big shout out and all the support and all the other stations too that we send the best of.
Yeah, like WOJB, everyone. Yeah, it's important that, you know, we're so thankful and grateful to have a platform where we can uplift Indigenous voices across Turtle Island. But it's also so important and so meaningful that we have listeners like you all that care and care to learn. So thank you.
I hit that applause button for State Representative Heather Keeler.
Oh, yeah, she likes that.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk film noir with Civic Media's own Earl Ingram. Then I'm joined by the Wisconsin Historical Society's Kurt Griesmer, who talks Dungeons & Dragons.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.